There's karma. Karma is just predetermination. It's all based on programming. You say this is the world of karma. It's created by karma. All cause and effect. And you could say that that applies to your personal life in the form of identity. Identity is just the rigid fixity of your being on all different levels. It includes the psychological, the emotional, the physical. It's all about identity. It's all karma. It's all how you hold, how you resist your dharma. Dharma is about your free will, your true nature. When you live a life in accord with your true nature, you're living your dharma. Identity is based upon bondage. Dharma is based upon freedom. Now, sometimes in India, they refer to dharma as allotted duty, your allotted duty. I think one difficulty with that is that almost makes it sound like it's a job, it's what you're supposed to do, which may not be what you want to do. Well, it may not be what your identity wants to do, but it is what you want to do just by virtue of your own true nature, which may lie buried beneath your identity. Okay, so that's the basic structure. That's the mechanic that we're talking about here. That's how it works. But the problem is, on a practical level, it can be very difficult, it is very difficult to distinguish between your identity and your true nature. Who's doing the talking? It is very rare for somebody to say, oh, well, this is how I feel, but it's my identity. You know? No. This is my truth. You know, that's what, it really kind of humors me in a kind of a morose kind of a way. That in, you know, certain self-help groups and stuff, they'll have you get up and claim your truth. This is my truth, and this is what I stand for, and this is what I represent. That's not your truth. That's your stuff. You know? So, the question Kurt raises, how do you tell the difference, You could say that that's what this program is all about. It's about developing your ability to discern between your identity and your divinity. And you can't do that without refining your physiology. There's no cookbook. There are no set of rules to follow. There's no way of deducing logically or even by taking a vote, because what is a vote? A vote is a consensus of the group. But I think it's most important to keep in mind that you can justify anything with the intellect. And that's exactly what people do. Doesn't matter if it's your dharma talking or if it's your karma talking. Doesn't matter if it's your divinity or your identity. You will rally around it and justify it. So there are two ways, two angles of approach that you can use to try to sort that out. To try to sort out your divinity from your identity. One approach is meditation. Meditation melts away the identity and awakens you to your divinity. See? And the other is all of the different personal process techniques that we offer. 100% responsibility is one. What if, when a situation comes up, can you take a step back and just imagine that you were 100% responsible for that conflict or that difficulty? If that were true, how did you create it? That's a reality. Self-honesty. It's another one. Very difficult to be honest with yourself. Because if your identity is talking, your identity is going to ignore your divinity, and your identity is going to be, in its own opinion, completely honest. And it will create an intellectual paradigm that will justify it. See, I know I'm right, and this is why. So we use all these different tools. We meditate regularly, and we use all these different tools that we learn in the school. And then you make your best guess. Your best guess, not just a guess, your best guess. Keeping in mind all of the time that the course of action is unfathomable. Keeping in mind that the passions welling up within you, your convictions, your dedications, your truth, could be a welling up of your identity, or it could be the welling up of your divinity. Divinity too has passion, commitment, resolution, dedication. We talked yesterday about consciousness and how when you meditate, consciousness purifies. Your awakening to that divine consciousness purifies. And it sends out waves of purity, waves of harmony, waves of harmony with natural law, with nature, with your true nature, throughout the field of consciousness that permeates the entire world, permeates your life. Identity sets up standing waves of resistance in that field, a holding pattern. When divinity rises and sends out waves of purity throughout this field of consciousness, permeated with resistance, permeated with identity, then divinity experiences that resistance as obstacles. Obstacles. The identity in this world is huge. So when a wave of purity comes, the obstacles that comes up against are vast.